This is 90.9 WBUR. There's such a mega band today that it's almost startling to remember that Aerosmith got its start more than 40 years ago in Boston. But today the band honored its local roots by playing a free concert in front of the Alston apartment building where Steven Tyler and his fellow musicians once lived. It was billed as a pre-election day celebration, and WBUR's Andrea Shea was there.
After words spread about the free Aerosmith concert, thousands of fans flocked to 1325 Commonwealth Avenue in Alston, an area businesses prepared for the masses. Kyle Reese is the door guy at a pub called The Avenue.
We're expecting to be really busy today because we have dollar burgers and we're always crushed on Monday, and now that there's a super rock star band playing up the street, it should really, you know, throw a wrench in the gears, but hey, we'll get through it. We grind hard here, you know. Hopefully all the servers will be making good tips, be cranking some burgers hard. You'll be able to smell the burgers all the way up the street too, so we can lure some superstars here.
People hang from windows and line rooftops along Commonwealth, hoping to catch a glimpse of Steven Tyler and his four bandmates.
Thank you for coming out to where we once came from. And as you know, we've been trying to give it back ever since. So here's one from us to you.
The musicians, clad in black leather, perform on the back of a flatbed truck surrounded by massive towers of speakers. They're parked in front of the building where they once lived, played, and partied more than 40 years ago, from 1970 to 1972. The city is honoring them with a plaque and an Aerosmith street sign. 24-year-old Jason Gardner drove down from Methuen. He can't believe a long stretch of Commonwealth Avenue is closed down for this.
Only Boston would take one of the busiest roads in the city and shut it down just for a concert.
Gardner has been an Aerosmith fan for 15 years, since he was 9. He's here with his father, Frank, a major rock and roller. He acknowledges the band was notorious for its hard partying lifestyle, and its fans weren't exactly embraced by the city.
Back in the 70s, we were rejected. Now we're in charge.
62-year-old retired school teacher Marianne Iacovelli grew up in guitarist Joe Perry's hometown, Hopedale. Now the lifelong fan lives in Franklin.
As soon as Steven Tyler let it slip that it was 1325 Comm Ave, I was like on it and trying to figure out the best way to get here.
This concert is publicity for Aerosmith's new album, the band's 15th, called Music from Another Dimension. But this free performance is also being billed as a pre-election day celebration to encourage fans to vote. Iacovelli thinks it'll work.
I think they have great influence even on old rock and rollers.
Aerosmith kicks off its 14-city national global warming tour this Thursday. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
So high, it touches down. Didn't get the bagging of all the jewels.